Welcome to Olives and Pimentos podcast. I'm speaking with Jay from
On the Cinder.
Nice, that's a good sound. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Kind of did a couple of podcasts today. Kind of took a little bit of a break in between three and now. Went for a hike with Jennifer. Went upstairs and worked out in the gym for a bit. So it's good.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
How was your day today?
Kind of similar. Worked, hit the gym, kind of just chilling out now.
Yeah. So, how did On the Cinder start?
Ooh, good question. On the Cinder started, okay, let me back up. We were all living together and playing in different ska bands, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I think we all sort of collectively decided that ska bands were kind of a pain to work with, like 7-8 people. It can be a real trial, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So Mike and I started creating some pretty bad acoustic music in my attic bedroom. And we kind of like looked at each other one day and we're like, you know, we weren't cut out for this. We are not great at this particular craft. So we invited Tyler, who drummed with Mike in the ska band, to come and play on some tracks. And we kind of decided like, yeah, this is more our speed, you know. So we started writing songs. We wrote about 7 songs, maybe 8, and then we just sort of hit the road. We were like, you know what, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it hard, we're gonna do our best. We've all made the mistakes of being in different bands, and 10 years later here we are.
That's you guys have been around for 10 years. Holy shit, man. So it's been
actually probably 11 now.
11? Yeah, because I think it's 11.
Yeah, as of February, March, it would be 11, yeah. So you just hit the mark.
That's crazy. And you guys just finished a tour up in Canada, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a short run. I think we did 5 or 6 days in Ontario, the populated areas of Ontario, which is kind of frequent because we're from Buffalo, so it's really not that big a hike. It's a lot of fun. We've always had a good time. We do Toronto, we do Kitchener, we do Hamilton, you know, you name it.
Yeah, it's not that much of a culture shock either, right?
Oh yeah, no, we're basically Canadian.
That's amazing. And so tell me about your track Smells Like American Spirit.
Smells Like American Spirit was the first release off of this new record we're working on, or rather we worked on. We're releasing it now. It was, you know, it's hard to speak to too much because, like, I think it was actually incepted when we were down in Florida and somebody had handed our drummer Tyler a pack of American Spirits.
Okay.
And we all kind of like cringed simultaneously. We're like, those are like, they taste like paint. Those are like the they burn like for an hour and a half, just like, yeah, this kind of like gross cigarette. Which I think maybe sparked this sort of idea in Mike, who wrote most of the song, and he sort of like tied this analog to the ethos of the punk scene, how we kind of all are like dirty and gross, and you know, I think the opening line is "Pay your five at the door and get down here," like the homage to the Basement Show.
Yeah.
And yeah, it kind of just like resonates. Like, yeah, we kind of live and die by this sort of dirty, low budget punk ethos.
Well, that's the thing too. Is like, and you guys rip too, but it's got a lot of Do Yourself vibes on it. I was like every other punk band, but you guys work pretty fucking hard at it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are definitely a DIY or die, and if there's a mistake to be made, I'm sure we've made it for, you know, whether it be recording or touring or what have you.
So what inspired you to play music?
Well, me personally, you know, I was like 14, 15, and it was as an outlet, like a creative outlet, like any artist would feel that. You know, you're in your formative years, you're taking in you know, whatever, and you're dealing with your adolescent heartbreaks and your struggles of being young, you know, growing into an adult. And so much of punk rock really, like, resonated. I don't know why. I mean, there was a ton of bands, you know, like, when I was a kid, I loved Green Day. You know, they spoke to me for whatever reason. These days, it's a little bit more heavy, a little bit more out there, if you will. But yeah, I just sort of fell in love with it. And I think we probably all did, you know, by our own path.
Yeah, so you speak of Green Day. So was Green Day one of the bands that inspired you to play music?
Yeah, you know, I got my first guitar when I was 12 or something, and I think part of it might have been that Green Day played music that I could kind of wrap my mind around and learn to play pretty quickly, and I ultimately started to like their sort of attitude in their songs, and I started learning their songs, and then one day, after how many years, they came out with a new record, which was, I think at the time, American Idiot. And I all of a sudden just was like, oh my God, I have a new batch of songs to play. Holy crap. So Green Day was a huge influence. You know, you probably don't see a lot of that in our music these days just because our tastes have changed so much over the years. But yeah, early on for sure.
So you speak of ska. So, like, was ska like one of the music genres that you fell into, or?
Very early. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and we had a ska scene. We had a pretty big and prominent ska scene, if you believe that.
Okay.
So, you know, when we were young musicians trying to go to shows, trying to find, you know, our own outlet, you know, that was like a, I don't want to say a safe space, because that probably wasn't very safe, honestly, but it was a place for us to go and let the energy out and make friends and everything, really. So we got into a little bit, but it was always sort of like a punk slanted ska, you know, I guess third wave. I'm not entirely sure if that's accurate, but
no, you're right. You know, you're totally good, man. Yeah, for sure. Like, and so how long were you, what was the ska band called that you were in?
I was in a ska band called Fleet Street. That only existed for a few years. Mike and Tyler played in this band called The Stakeouts, and they kind of played throughout college doing that. They did a couple of tours early on that, from what I've heard, have gone or did go in very mixed directions. But we all kind of like loved punk, but kind of played ska because, for whatever reason, it was kind of the thing to do. And maybe it was easier to play, maybe it was like more palatable, I'm not really sure. But ultimately, we kind of all agreed we were kind of just more into the punk thing, you know?
Yeah, that totally, that translates totally into to your genre of music, if you will. So your latest single is Pure Mess off the new album. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The latest single is Pure Mess. We recently dropped a video for that, which was a ton of fun to make. Pure Mess was sort of inspired. Mike was recently, well, I can't even say recently at this point. Mike became a dad, and our music, some of the writing kind of shifted. Not drastically, but it was, Pure Mess was sort of this song about the fear of becoming a parent, right?
Okay.
You know, you don't really know what's going to happen. You don't really know how to do it, but there's this sort of like uncertainty. And if the video that just came out really captures it pretty well, I think. We had our buddy Chris sort of act out caring for a bag of flour in an effort to prove that he could be a good dad. And,
okay.
And it kind of stemmed into this really, really silly kind of goofy concept. But I hope the message is sort of still there, where it's like there's a lot of fear in getting older and entering new stages of your life. And that's sort of the general gist of the song, if you will.
Yeah, because you guys are what? You guys are in your 30s, aren't you?
Yeah. We are in our dirty 30s for sure.
Dirty 30s. I just turned into my early 40s.
Oh, good for you. You're still kicking.
Yeah, I'm still there. Yeah. Just 43 and still looking all right.
Wow, you're young. You're a spring chicken.
Yeah, well, some days I feel like I am. Some days I don't, but it is what it is. So who'd you guys go on tour with in Canada?
No, it was just us. It's tough to orchestrate, especially international tours with other bands, as much as I would love to. And we have done tours with other bands, and it's a lot of fun, but it's a little bit more of a, it's a bigger chore. The orchestration, the booking, everything becomes a lot more complicated when you start adding people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, it's hard to figure that all out for sure. I can't even imagine, actually, to be honest with you. So what's your favorite? Well, I guess you haven't really released a new album, eh? So how was this? Out of the two singles, which one's your favorite?
Ooh, I really love Smells Like American Spirit. Pure Mass is more personal for Mike, I think, which sort of, I'm going to leave that in his domain.
That's fair.
But, actually the one that's coming out after this one is actually going to be probably my favorite, so keep your eyes and ears peeled.
I will for that one.
American Spirit, yeah, it's a ton of fun. It's a ton of fun to play. It hits hard. Usually we open the set with it, and it's just sort of like come out of the gate swinging, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a blast. You just sort of like step up to the microphone and just let the let out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said before, it's a fucking killer track too. And I listen to it, like, it's on my Spotify, list, if you will. Playlist, there you go. Yeah. I don't know why that fucking left my head. But, so, you mentioned Green Day. Is there any, what bands are you listening to right now? Like,
ooh, that's tough. I've been a little bit all over the map lately. We just played a set with Co-Defendants, which has sort of been on my gym playlist recently, featuring Sam from Get Dead, if you're familiar with that band.
Yeah, I love Get Dead. They're a fucking killer, dude. And Co-Defendants, that album's fucking amazing, too.
Yeah, absolutely a ton of fun, really different, kind of a, you know, you listen to a million punk rock albums and you kind of look for different things, you know, something that's like a little bit off the beaten path, and that one definitely has these sort of elements of hip-hop and just like different things to it.
Well, they had What's His Face from NWA in it too, didn't they?
I believe the one track did, yeah. Yeah,
I forget his name, but no, I listened to that whole album. It's fucking amazing too. I was just listening to a band, a band called Napoleon from Ontario. Yeah, you gotta check those guys out. They're fucking killer too. So what other like punk bands or other bands like inspire you to play music other than Green Day and all the
Probably one of my all-time favorite bands is the Wilhelm Scream.
Oh, fuck it, right, dude.
Yeah, they just rip. They just are consistently putting out, there's just this like incredibly talented, complex and still very listenable music. That's sort of my go-to these days, or my genre of choice, is sort of this like melodic hardcore, Strike Anywhere, Propagandhi sort of vibe.
Yeah, like, and all those bands too, they like all three of those bands that you mentioned, they don't fuck around, eh?
No, they just rip.
That's the thing is, like, but they don't, I can't even name out of those, and you're the first person to mention Strike Anywhere on the podcast. Totally. Excuse me, I'm drinking a beer right now. But with like those three bands, like I find you can't tell me there's a bad album, because I don't think there is.
Not at all. Everything they put out just consistently rips.
And like it's like, you know, sometimes you never hear from a Wilhelm Scream in like, you know, 5 or 6 years or whatever, right? or like propaganda is the same way too, but they, I think they take their fucking time on it. You know what I mean? Like they're like, they want to make sure it's a fucking ripper when they put it out, and it fucking always is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think that's the chief complaint of those bands is really just, they're not putting out enough music.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that's great too, because like anything they put out, it's always 100%. Like, I don't mean to sit there and use this band as an example, but I'm going to. Like NOFX, there was a while there, NOFX was pumping out an album like every year. And
right.
In my own opinion, there's like, I don't know, like I have my three favorite albums, and those are the albums I only listen to. So,
yeah, no, I get it. I'm totally with you. Like, speaking of NOFX, we actually just submitted a cover track for a comp for, I think it's a 2-vinyl or maybe even 3-vinyl set for a comp for NOFX cover songs. We did a cover of We Call It America that should see the internet at some point here in the near future.
Is NOFX putting it out, or?
No, I think I'm gonna screw this up, and I don't want to. There is a DIY label who I'm gonna look up now, so I don't screw this up. But we should continue talking.
Yeah, totally. I got you, man.
But yeah, they're putting it together. I think they got the permissions, and I think they're calling it. I think it's like, do you remember how they did that, like 46 or 45 or 46 songs that weren't good enough for our other albums?
Yeah, the double, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're doing something like that, like the 45 or 46 bands that weren't good enough for our other comps.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So is like the whole like comp going to be like based on NOFX songs, or are you guys just covering NOFX?
No, I think they're all covers of NOFX songs. I think we just sort of hit the lottery and we ended up with We Call It America, and which isn't bad. It was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, what album's that off of again?
Ooh, that is a good. Maybe Coaster.
Could
be wrong.
I don't think it is. You might be right, actually. We're both fact checking right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, word.
That is awful. Yep, it's Coaster, 2009.
Yeah, it's, yeah. See, what I usually go to is Ribbed, White Trash.
The OG classics.
So Long, Thanks for All the Shoes.
Yeah, the original ones, the classics, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get it.
It's like, I can't, I don't know. Like, it's good. It's like Pennywise too, right? I love that band to death, right? But there's only three albums and... three albums I listen to, right? Because like I find like with some of the classic and OG punk bands, like except for a few, like Get Dead, like their albums never sound the same. But I always find like with NOFX or like Pennywise or even Lagwagon, I hate to say too, like they have a sound, right? And it's like, when you get older, you're like, okay, didn't I hear that like fucking 4 years ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, but that's sort of always the challenge of being a band, right? Like, how do you be fresh but still be the band that everybody grew to love at the same time?
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, man, is like, I wish, like I'm going to see the last show in Montreal, like the NOFX, their last show. Are you having a wobbly pop too?
Oh yeah.
What are you drinking?
Just a White Claw.
There you go.
I figured it was time. Usually I crack one for the interviews.
Yeah, I got an Allura West Coast going on. It's a IPA, and it's sitting at 6.9%.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, I can't boast that for sure, but I appreciate you regardless.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get off the fucking IPAs, but they're too goddamn delicious. I like the I like the White Claws though. I do like those.
Yeah, they're all right. They're good, and if you're a guy who hits the gym like me, and I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm buff, because I'm definitely not. I'm more like scrawny, but try to keep an eye on your intake, right?
Yeah, well, especially like at my age too, I'm the same way too. Like, I gotta, to be honest with you, I gotta quit smoking too, but
That is definitely a thing for sure.
Yeah, I
Don't
know.
take up American spirits, that's for sure.
No. I smoke Belmonts here in Ontario, but I gotta get rid of those. But I do like smoking my marijuana still, so is what it
Well, it's legal
is.
in most places, so you're I think you're in pretty good shape there.
It's legal in Canada, which is legal. And then we just got Jennifer just found out they opened up a mushroom store in Kitchener.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking bananas, man. It's fucking like,
Oh man,
oh,
that's crazy.
it's fucking getting nutty in Ontario, because there's places in fucking BC that you can actually buy cocaine.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked, man. Like, can't, like, I don't know what's going on in this fucking country right now, but I'm okay with it. Whatever. Whoever wants to get us fucked up, wants to get fucked up. You know, it's your own
Yeah,
fucking,
I mean,
it's your own deal.
it's better than overcrowded prisons for sure.
110%. A lot of people don't look at it like that either, right?
Yeah.
But it's
I
weird.
mean, don't get me wrong, there are definitely downsides to some
Oh
having bad
yes, like
habits,
I'm
but
not promoting cocaine or the use of drugs whatsoever on the podcast. I would never. Well, I think I already have like 4 episodes ago, but you do as you will, and as long as you go to work the next day and get up and live your life, then that's what matters, right?
yeah, for sure.
So when's the comp coming out? I think I missed that.
That I actually don't
Okay,
know.
cool.
There's a ton of, you can imagine we got a lot of balls in the air, so to speak. But
Oh, really?
yeah, there's comps, there's tours, there's a lot of things to keep track of, and I'm not doing a good job of it.
That's
My hat
cool.
is off to my bandmate Mike, who keeps a really good log of all these things.
Okay. But I think you're doing fine. You're doing great.
We're kind of like hard focused on the record right now that comes out early May.
So, are you
So
guys
yeah.
gonna press that on vinyl or?
Oh yeah, there's 8 boxes of vinyl records sitting in my living room right now.
Are you really?
Oh yeah, oh
I
yeah.
dare to ask. So you guys are on a label then, yeah?
I mean it's kind of like our own label.
So I
We've
dare to
been
ask.
releasing.
I dare to ask how much for all 8 boxes. You don't have to tell me.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it rounds out close to 3 grand. I'm not,
Holy fuck, that's crazy.
yeah, it's a little bit of an investment. But like we enjoy the vinyl thing. I think the people that we typically play for, like vinyl records. It's sort of a collectible thing.
Yeah, for
It
sure.
kind of, it lets you put together like cool inserts, and like in the past we've done full-on art books with like a bunch of artist contributions and stuff. It gives you like another creative outlet to include people, to include your friends or what have you. And it yeah and we do you know we make CDs, but honestly they kind of get ignored. Like vinyl is sort of, it's the thing.
Well, that's the thing too, is like I was saying today, who the fuck was I speaking to? I forget. I swear I did like 5 or 6 podcasts today. And we were speaking about vinyl. I'm like, yeah, no, it's all been back for a while too. But a lot of the other mediums are coming back too. Like, there's a tape cassette company in Barrie, Ontario called Tarantula Tapes.
Yes, we are actually on a Tarantula Tapes comp, believe it or not.
Oh, well, there you go. Which one?
Ooh, I'm gonna have to dig that one up.
I think it's
We
two.
played Barrie not that long ago, and I think we are actually the first international band to be on their tapes.
No
So
shit,
that's kind of like
eh?
a little low-key feather in our hat.
I didn't know that whatsoever. What comp are you guys on? It's not the newer one, is it? I don't think it is.
I believe it's. You are gonna rack my brain right now. I feel bad because I don't have any of the answers to the specifics that
I'm
you're
doing it
asking.
right now. It's fine.
But yeah, we have a couple. I think we got like 100 at our merch table of the most. I think it's the most recent one. I think we are on the most recent comp that they're putting out,
Oh, the
whatever
third
that may
one?
be.
Yeah. Was it the third one? Well, let's find out and see.
I'm gonna say tentatively yes.
I'm gonna try and figure it out right now. Hold on.
Yeah, by
That's
all
fine.
means.
Yeah, it's all good. Do you have any dogs or cats or?
No, but we haven't. So Tyler, the drummer, and I have lived together for, I think, what constitutes as legally married at this point in some states.
That's cool.
Like we've been hanging out in various housing environments for a good long minute, and we've seen a lot of house cats that we've had. We don't currently have any pets, but that sort of comes with the touring territory. It's pretty tough to have animals back home when you're traveling as much as we tend to.
Yeah, you guys are on the third comp, and you guys are track four
Awesome.
with the song bottomed out. I had no idea you guys were on it. Like, I have it, and I've listened to it. And but there's so many songs on here. There's like 24 tracks on it. Yeah, so that's how the podcast gets its name. So we have one cat called Olive, and the other one's Pimento. And then right after, when we get the podcast going, we adopted another one and we called him Mr. Martini.
Love
That's pretty fucking stupid, but we love it too. But yeah, I know the Tarantula Tape guys are always fucking cool too. That's what I was saying, is like cassette and even fucking CDs are coming back too. Because I think people just want that piece of merch in their hand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like CDs, we always try to have something in the form of CD for anybody who has like my car has a CD player. Like I do have a love for CDs. That's when I was brought up. I was just a little bit late for the tape generation, so like CDs were kind of like my jam. They were what I found my love affair with music on. I remember my stealing my sister's Green Day CD once upon a time, her copy of Dookie.
Yeah, that's a killer album too. I think that's probably one of my favorite albums by them. I think it's my favorite
Oh,
album now.
yeah, for
Did you by
sure.
any chance listen to the new Blink-182?
I've listened to a few tracks off of it. The one like super sad track, the name is escaping me right now, but the sort of lighthearted, kind of emotionally driven track that I think they debuted as a single was pretty hard hitting. Honestly, I was very impressed because I haven't really explored anything that they've done in a fairly long time.
Yeah.
But when I heard that track, I was like, oh crap! Like they're coming out swinging. They're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it was okay. Like, I don't know. Like, I loved all the stuff that they did with Skiba.
Right.
And the new Alkaline Trio album's fucking amazing. I would take that album over the new Blink-182 album. I don't think we needed a new Blink-182 album, if you will.
Yeah,
But
that's fair. I mean, I get it. Blink
yeah.
sort of they solidified their spot, and we always kind of have this talk about, the older bands that are putting out new music and the older bands that are going and just touring and playing the hits, and what is the right way to gracefully age as a band, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, is like even the, like last year, like Diesel Boy, they came out swinging with they put out a wicked fucking album.
Oh
Yeah, you gotta check it out, man. It's called Diesel Boy Gets Old.
yeah? I love that.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
fucking
for
good,
sure.
man. And it's the fourth track on the, oh fuck, what's it called? I listen to the album almost every day when I'm at work actually. You gotta check that one out and check out a band, the Iron Roses.
Okay, I'll write this down.
Yeah,
Oh
man,
yeah.
they're the new Diesel Boys, really fucking great. So you guys have the new album coming out in April,
It will drop early May.
early May. Okay, and what's the name of it?
The name of the new record is Heavy Handed.
Heavy Handed. And how many tracks are on this solid one?
I believe it's 11 tracks. We try to go by like minutes of, you can only cram so many minutes onto a vinyl record.
Yeah. How many minutes can you
And
cram
so
onto a vinyl record?
I think it's in the ballpark of like 32, 33, something like that.
Is there any colored vinyl with it or no?
Oh yeah, we got five, six colors.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, we
Nice.
don't
You guys don't fuck
at
around,
this
eh?
point. Yeah, well, we did a couple of runs where we had like two colors and a black, and the blacks just sort of sat while the other ones sold. So we're just like, you know, we should just do colors all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
And I love, like, I have, sometimes I've bought, like, this might be a little embarrassing, but I've bought records because they looked really cool.
No, I'm the same way too, man. Like, I have a Flaming's Lip record. And it was in a clear case where, like, the you can actually see the record. And I saw it, and it was all splattered of, like, every color of the fucking rainbow. And oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not the biggest fan, and I have not listened to that record. I solely bought it just because of the way it looked.
Absolutely.
I have not owned good. This. I have owned this record for 12 years. Still sealed up. I have whatever. I'm not. I bought, like I said, I bought it the way it looked. It's not like I really liked the band, but I saw it and I'm like, fuck, that looks cool, and it. I may give it a spin, maybe. No, I can't. It's like I'm. It's like that in Radiohead too. I can't get into it, man. I don't
you know, I get it. I get it. It's never been my cup of tea. You know, more power to you if you're into it, but
yeah, it's not my thing. It's like, whatever, man. Like, when Tom York from Radiohead went on his own, I was like, I don't understand this at all. I don't, whatever, like, people do, and whoever wants to fucking drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Kool-Aid. It's cool, man, whatever. If you enjoy it, right?
Right, right.
But I just don't, I don't get either of those bands, and I never will. I've always tried. It's like, it's actually, put it this way, it's like the new Blink-182 record. I've tried listening to that album probably four times, and I've told the story probably once in the podcast. And so the third time, I'm like, fuck me, I can't do it. And so I threw it on the old Spotify the fourth time, and Jennifer was coming home from work, and she's like, what in the fuck are you doing right now? I'm like, I'm really trying to get into this record. She's like, you've tried three times. Like, it's over at the second, isn't it? I'm like, fuck, right. You know what? You're right. Yeah.
I've definitely been down that road. There was, what was it? I think it was like a later Lawrence Arms record that I was just like, I really want to like this. I want to try my hardest. And I just couldn't.
Was it the one that they went on to Epitaph with?
Maybe. Probably. I want to say Metropole, but I could be wrong.
I'm a huge fan of Fuck Lawrence Arms, though, too, though.
Well, I don't want to offend you.
No, it's fine. No, I'm with you on it, too, though. I guarantee it's probably the same album I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah. They did a bunch of, like, sort of sad songs about getting old, and I was just, like, not jiving with it at the time.
Yeah, Metropole, you mean?
Yeah, I think that checks out. I think that's probably the one.
Yeah, 2014?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Now, the latest one, Skeleton Coast, is pretty good. I like that album a lot. That was 2020.
Okay. Well, that one I have not listened to, so maybe it's time.
Yeah, it's good album. It's like 14 banging tracks. Yeah, I don't know, like, that album too, I feel the same way too, but it's another band too where there's not a lot of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's tough because, like, when you discover a band and you fall in love with them, you fall in love with, like, a specific time in their career, you know, a specific record or what have you, and when it deviates too far from that, it sort of loses its luster.
Yeah, totally, man. Like, I loved when they were on Fat. I was like, did you know they released a fucking best of on Fat Rock Records?
I did not know that.
It's called We Are the Champions of the World, the Best Of.
Oh, okay. Did not know that at all.
That's insane. I had no idea. I was just fact-checking that one album for us, and I was like, I haven't seen this fucking thing. And it's a Best Of the Lawrence Arms when they're on Fat. And then I guess that's when they went to, after they went to Epitaph, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Wow. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of Lawrence Arms too. So yeah, man, we've been talking for 34 minutes and 8 seconds. This is the point of the podcast where we talk about all your socials, so do it.
Our socials?
Yeah,
I feel like we're kind of the run-of-the-mill, like, band in that regard. We've got all the socials you could possibly want. And we do our best to keep up on them. I'm going to, again, tip my hat to Mike, who is much better about keeping up on those than I am. But we've got everything from TikTok to, you know, Facebook, Instagram.
How's your TikTok working for you? Good?
It's not my domain.
Oh, word?
That is his, and it is his alone, and I...
You're like, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest with you, like, social media is my Achilles heel. I just can't do it. And I understand it's sort of like a requirement for bands at this point.
Not really. As long as you got Bandcamp, you're good, right? No.
Well, I mean, I think it is important, but it's just I leave that dirty work to Mike because it's tough. You know, I love connecting with people, but at the same time the. Like all the science that goes into it, the algorithms and the you know, you got to post every day, you got to get a post during these hours, you got to post videos because people watch them. It's just it's tough, and I have a hard time with it. But we as a band are on top of it. I will tell you that. I just I'm gonna give credit where credit's due to my bandmate.
That's really cool. Yeah, you guys are on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of the above, Bandcamp, all the major music streaming platforms, you name it, it's there.
Nice. And the new album's gonna be released, the vinyl edition, on Bandcamp.
Yes, all of our music will be on all the platforms, including Bandcamp. We have never charged for Bandcamp. We really don't. It's just sort of been like an ethos, like it's the punk rock thing, right? Like we don't really like the idea of, if you want to listen to it, you want to listen to it. And we would really be happy that you're just willing to listen to it. So there will always be some free outlet for our music, for sure. Bandcamp, it will be up there. If you want the physical media, you know, just, you know, pay us back for what we put into it, right?
Yeah, for sure. And so that's coming out, you're saying, in early...
Yeah, I think May 6th is the date.
Early May, May 6th. Looking forward to it, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. Jay, thanks for doing this. I know it's been a bit trying to get all of our schedules organized and whatnot.
Yeah.
Any chance you're going to be in Canada soon or no?
We don't have plans at the moment, but it's rare that we go 6 months without getting there at some point, so definitely not too far off either. Probably, if I had to guess, probably looking at maybe fall.
Cool, man. Let me know. We'll totally go check out the show for sure. We'll shoot some pics and have a small chat with you guys and whatnot, but thanks a lot for doing this, eh?
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Yeah. And we'll be in touch for sure. This is awesome.
It's been fun, dude. All right. Thanks a lot. Stay on the line.
Thanks.